In the headlines at 7:30, the DLP and opposition leader criticize government's announcement to give free return trips to visitors who were not able to enjoy their trip due to delayed COVID-19 test results. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital Executive Chair assures that efforts are being made for healthcare workers on the front line to receive hazard pay. And the COVID-19 monitoring unit still concerned about bars not fully adhering to the COVID-19 protocols. These are the headlines at 7:30. The latest from Starcom Network. Details in a moment. Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley is of the view that there is no need for a government to offer free tickets to Barbados for visitors who were inconvenienced by prolonged quarantine due to delayed COVID-19 test results. He was reacting to the Minister of Tourism, Senator Lisa Cummings' recent announcement following numerous complaints from tourists. He tells Starcom Network News he agrees that government should compensate those who had delayed test results by covering hotel costs. But free tickets to Barbados is illogical.
I'm really disappointing in this, is that government thinks that this is important at this time to focus on offering people free tickets back to Barbados. That is the point over which I have some concern. I do not know why government should think that constitutes, we're in the middle of a crisis, why does that constitute such a priority? That has made a major announcement. Let's compensate people if we have created a liability for ourselves, whether it's visitors or locals. But to go the next step and talk about offering people a free ticket back to Barbados, I think that's going beyond the pale, and it's rather disappointing that government feels that it should prioritize that as a consideration at this time.
Mr. Atherley says he's concerned that government is not being open about the status of the new variant of the virus in Barbados.
Now, I am concerned about government's capacity to track, to do contact tracing in light of the fact that we continue to keep our borders open, especially to flights out of the UK and other parts of Europe. Bearing in mind, this new variant is more infectious and more contagious, so one wonders the extent to which that new variant's presence with us, and I don't think that has clearly yet been stated by government after all of this time as to whether or not that variant is here. Other Caribbean jurisdictions have identified it clearly present with them. And I think government is hemming and hawing a bit and evading that issue.
That's opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley. Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party is also upset with government's move. DLP President Verla DePisa describes the announcement as being disrespectful to the Barbadian public.
The press conference on the 9th of January was a slap in the face of every frontline worker who for their efforts got commemorated not with an increase in pay, but with a shiny coin. It was a slap in the face of every unemployed former tourism worker who cannot pay their bills and have received nothing since unemployment benefits dried up after 6 months, with rent outstanding and families bordering on welfare. It was a slap in the face of every Barbadian who now is at the bottom of the testing list and who have to remain in their homes under curfew at night because COVID breached our borders. We don't like your tone either, placating to the visitors but condescending to us.
Ms. DePisa reiterated her call for better management of Barbados' borders.
We were told that we kept our borders open because we needed the tourism dollars to survive. But this is how we are to spend the money now. Increased testing, increased numbers in isolation, increased administrative costs with a whole new communications team, and now for some visitors, a contribution to their quarantine stay and return flights on offer. How do we pay for all of this, if not with the same dollars that we are catching at? Will the tourists be compensated in bonds like the public servants are? We Barbadians deserve better than this. Our borders need to be managed better, and our people are the ones who need the financial support at this time.
That's DLP President Verla DePisa. Executive Chair of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Juliet Bynoe-Sutherland, says healthcare workers should receive their promised hazard pay in the coming days. The announcement was made following an online petition calling for the need for hazard pay and a reported threat by an official of a trade union of a national sick-out by this Wednesday. She says that government has allocated the funds.
To address or financial needs, the PS Ministry of Finance would have convened a meeting on Monday, the 4th of January. It has been indicated to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital that the Ministry of Finance will be in a position to allocate awaited supplementary funds no later than the middle of this month, as national developments have slowed the pace of disbursement. In fact, PS Finance hoped that they could have transferred the funds as soon as last Friday, and we remain confident of its soon receipt to make the payment to our workers.
That's Executive Chair of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Juliet Bailo Sutherland. The COVID-19 monitoring unit still has some concerns about bars not adequately implementing COVID-19 protocols in their establishments. Deputy Director of the unit, Alison Elcock, was speaking to Starcom Network News in light of the recent spike in COVID-19 cases, some of which have been traced to various West Coast establishments. She says many bars need to significantly improve their adherence to the COVID-19 protocols.
The nature of a bar operation is such that, you know, persons will not be wearing masks consistently. And we're still seeing too many people and too large crowds based on the size of the establishment. So that is still a concern for us. Some of the bar operators don't seem to be sufficiently familiar with the protocols and don't seem to be managing the crowds very well.
Ms. Elcott notes that recently many retail establishments require customers to provide their names and contact information upon entry, which is something they encourage. Barbados recorded 70 new cases of COVID-19 over the week on Saturday, while 16 persons were released from isolation. The new cases, which account for both locals and visitors, were among 1,198 tests conducted by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. They comprise 19 women and 51 men. The 70 new positives also consist of 33 persons from Dodds Prison. This number from Dodds brings the cumulative number of cases at the prison to 225, 58 staff members and 167 inmates. Recent studies have shown that there has been an increase in domestic violence across the region as a result of COVID-19. This was revealed by psychologist Dr. Diane Ford while speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday program. She says it's a trend that must be addressed.
Abuse and violence against children has gone up. At least a 20% increase overall throughout the Caribbean. That's the last research done by UNIFEM and UNICEF. So there's about a 1 in 5 chance of somebody who would not have been abused before being abused now. Two of the studies that I read included Barbados, so we can say yes, it would apply across the Caribbean.
Meantime, sociologist Dr. Hajima Dejia says the pandemic has also taken a toll on students.
Rising anxiety levels of students reporting that they are not coping, that things have just unraveled for them. Where before, even something as simple as coming to school physically was an outlet. It was a way to get out of a conflictual family situation. When you don't have to physically leave home and you are home all day long, things get worse. So students, a lot of them, their mental health issues are coming to the fore.
In Jamaica, former Prime Minister P.J. Patterson has urged the leaders of Jamaica's two main political parties to join forces in removing the Queen as the head of state and establish a Republican form of government. He argues that this has been contemplated for decades and now needs to be put on the front burner. The discussion was recently renewed following the announcement by Barbados of its intention to become a republic. Mr. Patterson believes that the time is right for Jamaica to assert its sovereignty. And finally, the U.S. House of Representatives could vote as early as tomorrow an article of impeachment against President Donald Trump. House Democrats plan to introduce a charge of incitement of insurrection against the president over his role in the violent storming of the Capitol last week. And recapping the headlines at 7:30, Starcom Network. The DLP and opposition leader criticized the government's announcement to give free return trips to visitors. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital executive chair assures that efforts are being made for healthcare workers on the front line to receive hazard pay, and the COVID-19 monitoring unit still concerned about bars not fully adhering to COVID-19 protocols. Well, this has been the latest at 7:30 from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. I'm Kashi Brown. Good morning. And remember, you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. The latest at 7:30 brought to you with the kind compliments of First Citizens. At First Citizens, we put you first.